بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We began the discussion in the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله, the attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى, الباعث. الباعث with the عين and a ثاء, الباعث, the resurrector. So last week we had discussed that ba'ath refers to send, awaken, or give rise to. Therefore, al-ba'ithu is the being who sends messengers to the nations with his commandments. This is the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made insan, and Allah ta'ala knows the material of insan. That in him he has the potential to become even higher than the angels also. Even the angels will have a rashk, and they'll also envy insan, look at him, what ibadat he's making, and worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, refraining from sin. And in the other extreme, he can drop so low also, where bloodshed and sins, that he becomes like the animals. Worse than the animals also. Kalan'am balhum adal. One is making kufr with Allah, disbelieving in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, denying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fulfilling the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, man taraka salam muta'ammidan faqad kafara. Aw kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the person who leaves out salah intentionally, he leaves out salah intentionally, faqad kafara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said he's become a kafir. That he's lost his iman. Kafara means to cover up. So he's covered his iman with kufr. He's covered, he's concealed his iman with kufr. He's acting like a kafir. The Hanafi Mazhab, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, interprets the hadith and says, doesn't become a kafir, but he's done the action of a kafir. How the kafir leaves out salah, he's done the same thing also. So he's acting like a kafir. Other madahib, they say, leaving out salah intentionally, you are out of the fold of Islam. Maliki Mazhab, they're very strict. In countries like Nigeria, etc., they is common, the Malikis, they say also, that if it becomes known in our local masjid that a certain person doesn't come for salah intentionally, then the elders of our masjid don't perform salatul janazah also. Is that a Muslim? Leaving out namaz for no reason whatsoever. There's no reason really also. Unless now he's hospitalized, he can't move his head also. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send his commands, or send messengers, the anbiya alayhim salatu salam, to the nations with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala sees insan going far from the commands of Allah, this is the rahmat, the sole rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to send a messenger, take the message back and remind them. So amongst the messengers and the highest and the last one, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned that we did not send you, Ya Rasulullah, except as a rahmah, as a mercy to alameen, not just to insan and jinnat, but to alameen, even to the animals, even to the fauna and flora, and the green and the dark and the black and everyone. Allah ta'ala sent Nabi alayhi salatu, every single ada and action of Nabi alayhi salatu salam is a rahmat. Hazrat has a whole muzakara on this also. That is a complete sharia, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent through him, Allah ta'ala's rahmat is displayed also. He taught us the sharia of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A person has to drink, person fornicates, person steals. All these things are the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah. That one person has to do this, then he's executed, or the had and the penalty is meted out upon him. So how many thousands or millions now I saved from that sin now. They saw his outcome, and there's hope. Allah Ta'ala will forgive him also. The dunya now, he lost his life, he lost his hand possibly, but he'll make tawbah now. And how many that wanted to do it now will refrain. Their lives will be saved, their hands will be saved, their eyes will be saved, they'll come to taqwa, they'll make tawbah. Then every single command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only a rahmat. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ba'ith. The second meaning of al-ba'ith is that being who sends sustenance to his servant from such places where he never imagined, even though he does not earn. Allah ta'ala still sends it to him. As we mentioned before also, we discussed these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the primary objective of these names, discussing them, is to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. To gain the recognition of Allah. That I know my Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To know Allah Ta'ala so well. To be so close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That I have full trust in Allah. I rely upon Allah. When a need comes, when a desire comes, when a want comes, I turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Not just to know Allah. Not just to know Allah. Like we know the army, we know the policeman, we know he has power. So we know he'll do the job. Now listen, when you come to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, one is to have ilm of Allah, to know Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. I want to recognize Allah. I know Allah and I recognize the power of Allah. Allah can do it. Allah did it, is doing it, will do it. And in the system of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is complete success. This muzakara is to make over and over again. That success, prosperity, contentment, peace of heart, peace of mind, not to chase dunya, not for a person to live according to his whims, desires, fancies. This will not bring sukoon in a person's life. Success is only in the hands of Allah. Right now the dunya, people of dunya, have become so convinced that we have things, we will be successful, we will be comfortable, we will be happy, we'll have a good life. This mindset is it the mindset of a believer, person who believes in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system is different. Now as we've been mentioning, the mind has been colonized. That even now the mastura, the men, we feel that if we have more things, we'll be more comfortable, we'll have a better life, and we'll be more successful. If that is a criteria, my dear brothers, then, na'uzu billah, we don't like to say it. But then, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so to say, was unsuccessful. We use in our terms, a person doesn't have these things, he's a failure. He didn't make it in life. And we say it also. He didn't make it. Shame, they tried, but they didn't make it. Things didn't come right in their life. Their family just, their nasib was like that. Their share of life was like that. What about the life of Rasulullah s.a.w.? Two daughters divorced. One daughter passed away. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was wounded. And all these halat came around. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, separated from his family, from the children. Son-in-law came as a captive of war. So many incidents in the life of Rasulullah s.a.w. The year when he was freed from the valley of Abu Talib. That year, then he lost his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, Zawjul Mutahharat, and then his uncle Abu Talib. So many halat. You look at the halat happens in a person's life, you and I will say, there's some guna in their life, man. They're not doing something right. Or too much nazar maybe. Happens to me, I'll say nazar. Happens to them, we'll say, too much gunas in their life. So this is how our minds work. This is happening to our life, people nazar on us, see what's happening. These are going haywire now. Now we need an amil, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to do amal. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Success does not mean I'll have things. What the mindset is, work hard. Work hard, work for so many years, make it nicely, enjoy it, have a comfortable life, live it up. So many trips in a year, so many, we're having a good life. That is not a good life. We don't know what is a good life because we haven't tasted the sweetness of iman. What is iman? Sahaba ikram tasted, that was the real life. This is not real life. We know that now the holidays will come and this will happen and da'wahs will happen. If we go there, we'll be happy. If we go there, we'll be happy. If we do this, we'll be happy. If we have this, we'll be happy. If somebody in the family wants to change their life a little bit, now you're dampening our spirits. Now we can't do this because now you read namaz this time. And now you want to keep a beard. And now you wear kurta. And now you want to wear parda. All the fun is spoiled. Now we can imagine, I'm a believer, believe in Allah. But I believe that my happiness in those things which is at the command of Allah. How a person is going to be happy? And then you're bluffing the children also. You're bringing them up now in fake lives. They feel the same thing from 2 years old already. They're believing now we have to do this. We have to go here. We have to have this to be comfortable. And those that don't have it, they will look down in shame. They don't have it. What about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? He didn't have it also. For 9 years in Medina Munawwara, in Masjid al-Nabawi, there was not even a lamp that was lit also. No lights. Complete darkness. The 9th year of Hijri, Tamim Ali radiallahu anhu lit the first lamp in Masjid al-Nabawi. Imagine to that extent. Right? But they say the light and the lights of Masjid al-Nabawi were actually the faces of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the nur on their faces. This was the decoration, this was the decor of the masjid. the faces, سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the marks of sujood that were on their faces because of the sajda and the nur of taqwa. This was the decoration of the masjid. So this we have to get out of our systems. And we really believe this. How many, a young girl out there also wants to get married, a young boy. And we ask the first, yes, that will he be able to do this? Can he do that? Can he? My daughter is high maintenance. She's brought up like this. Inna lillah. For a believer to talk like this now. So it shows how the father spoiled the tarbiyat of the child. That now she has to be in a certain bracket, a certain level of standard of living. The standard of living is sunnat. That is the standard we should be making tawbah actually. That, ya Allah, how we got caught in this race? How? Yes, ulama say be comfortable. Comfortable doesn't mean extravagance. That we have to be extravagant. To the extent, Nabi alayhi salatu salam also, there was a curtain once in the home, there was a curtain covering a wall, just as decoration. Remove that curtain, israf that. It's covering a wall for no reason. To that extent, comfortable home, no need to decor everything in the house. This is now complete israf and wastage. Now, we on that level, we can imagine the children, what will be their level, and the grandchildren. And before we know it, now slowly we're going to kufr, real kufr now. We're going to live that lifestyle. Well, this muzakara is very, very important, my dear brothers, to make our children understand. That doesn't mean we'll work harder. Because we work harder, we'll earn more. By earning more, we can buy more things. By buying more things, we'll be more comfortable. By being more comfortable, we'll be more successful. And being more successful, we'll have a good life. It's a fake life. This is not true. If we believe in this, then we have to rewire the brain and the heart. If that's what we believe, then as I mentioned, what you will say about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he had nothing of this, but the most successful person. For this understanding of deen is incorrect. That is why we have to turn ourselves and our families towards the zat of Allah. That success from Allah, sustenance from Allah, success from Allah, comfort from Allah, everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one. To the extent, even the boys in madrasa also, now only we're learning fiqh, we're learning hadith, we're learning tafsir, we're learning the theory, but the amal of it. When we were in madrasa at that time, alhamdulillah, we had one sati. MashaAllah, was very strong in jamaat in our class. So every week you should make the muzakara. Now, we're learning hadith and Quran and tafsir. Person will think now, they're in a very high level of tawakkul and yaqeen. Not necessarily. It's just academics most of the time. You're learning the tafsir, I know it. I know the hadith. Whether implemented, whether a person believed it, whether it's coming into his life, is a whole different exercise. So he would remind us every week. Like sometimes in Darul Uloom, the term was very long, sometimes 4 months. Sometimes the term was 4 months, and Darul Uloom here commonly the boys say the stocks are finished. Stocks are finished, the biscuits are finished, the sugar is finished, tea bags are finished. What do you do just for home? That time was cell phone. And you put the card in there, or the coin in there, and you phone home, please send this, please send that. So he would ask the boys in the class, that before you made the phone call, how many of you are at 2 rakah salatul hajjat? How many read 2 rakah salatul hajjat? And asked Allah first, ya Allah, you provide for me. And then go make the phone call. This is iman yaqeen. The avenue is there, but practice. Let me ask my Allah first. 2 rakah salatul hajat, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If I'm going now, I don't have the time, then before I take out that card, before I pay, bismillah. This cannot do, Allah ta'ala will do it. Yaqeen, conviction about Allah, and when I'm buying also, and the father should see this in the home. This should be on our tongue all the time with the family. Anytime they want anything, do we need it? Do we need it, or is just a desire? If we don't need, we don't have to buy. We don't need, we don't have to buy. If it's a desire, Jannah is a place to fulfill desires. In dunya, you'll never get fulfilled. You'll never get the best. You'll never get the best abaya, or the best dress, or the best ring, or the best shoe. There's always one better. When you thought you had the best and you walked into that walima, da'wah, then you saw something better, your evening got spoilt. Evening got spoilt. So you'll never, the best is for Jannah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah ta'ala says, Allah gave you this worldly life to test you who will do the best action, not the most amal, the best amal. that you will do that amal, ayyukum ahsanu amala, ahsan comes from hasan. That you do that action with the quality of beauty. Create beauty in the amal, not just doing it haphazard. Do little, but do it with beauty. And doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how the women beautify themselves, beautify the salah like that. How long it takes them to get dressed up, just to leave the house only. But salah will so quickly, let's do namaz quickly. Let's do namaz quickly. Then we can eat, and then we can have proper chow after that. But namaz is quick. That amal, namaz should be beautiful. So Allah says that it gave you life and death to test you how beautiful you will do your amal with the quality of beauty. And who doesn't like beauty? You want everything, it must be top class. So in the same way, amal also. So doesn't mean I work harder, I will earn more, I can buy more things that be more comfortable, I'll be successful. Not true. There are many out there that have everything of dunya but can't sleep still. Can't sleep. And those that don't even have a mattress is just falling asleep. And what a sweet sleep he had also. Without the mattress, without the pillow, not even restless also. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, so much of paiha, paisa uske paas itna hai. So much money he has right now that the brain can't shut down also. That he needs volume 5. Now to knock him off to sleep now. He said, magaj is not working. Don't know what's happening. And the person doesn't have anything. He's making shukr for the night. I had a meal, alhamdulillah. He's going to sleep with a smile. So discussing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this muzakara we have to make, do we need it? If we don't need it, we don't have to buy it. It doesn't mean we'll work harder and we'll get certain degrees or we'll get... These are just asbab and means. By means of which Allah ta'ala uses an excuse to sustain us. Allah Pak doesn't need that. They can sustain without it. Like how the Jamaat went, we mentioned this many a times. Jamaat went to America. And they met a big burly Afro-American pushing his handicapped son in the wheelchair, completely handicapped. So Jamaat met him, made salam. So he replied, how are you brother, how are you keeping? Started speaking, became very informal with him. And what work are you doing? He said, I'm a qualified, some engineer. He was a very highly qualified engineer. He was looking for Boeing. So how is the work, how's the job going? He says, they retrenched me. What reason? He said, I'm overqualified. They can't afford me. So the Jamaat asked him, if you're overqualified, they can't afford you, then how are you coming out every month? So he pointed to his son, handicapped son. He said, we're coming out on his grant. He said, Subhanallah, handicapped, no degree, can't do anything. And the engineer is living off his rosy. Subhanallah. Allah is giving without any degree. Allah is giving without any degree. How Allah Ta'ala will give? Now where he's working harder, to earn more, to spend more, to have more things, to be more comfortable, to gain more success, the whole theory is broken. Whole theory is broken. So Allah Ta'ala give us a deep understanding. By having things will not make us happy. We know how many a person has a lot of things. How many of the people out there have a lot of things. But they say we're not happy. Just depressed. Not happy. Got everything in the house. Not happy. And how many don't have anything? Alhamdulillah. The hearts are united in the home. They're on the path of deen. And they're happy together. Husband and wife are happy together. And they're moving in the correct direction. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Al-Ba'ithu is the being who will resurrect those who are in the graves for reckoning. That is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As easy it was for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to create insan the first time. Mushrikeen of Makkah had this objection also. How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us once again? When your whole body is in fragments, completely broken apart, eaten up by worms and insects and ants and everything else, how will Allah ta'ala put the whole flesh together and bones together? How is it going to happen? It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. How is it going to happen? They couldn't believe it. إِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ لَمَبْعُوثُونَ from Ba'ath. Will we be resurrected once again? That Allah Ta'ala puts everything together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just as it was easy for me to create you the first time from nothing. You were nothing. For me to recreate you when you were already created and to bring all the fragments back together to restructure you is even more easier. You couldn't believe it. That the bones will become brittle. They become like powder. There will be nothing left. Allah said, when you were nothing, I made it. I made those bones, I made the joints, I made the brain, everything together to resurrect you once again on the day of Qiyamah, to do everything once again, the entire anatomy, inside and outside, is even more easier for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it shows what control Allah has over insan. What control Allah, complete control. Internally, completely Allah has control. Externally, completely. So why can't we trust Allah? Allah will do it for me. This concept now, the more I'll have, the more comfortable, the more things I can buy, the more successful, not necessarily. They say, al-ghina, ghina al-nafs. Al-ghina, ghina al-nafs. What is ghina? What is wealth? What is affluence? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, affluence of the heart. When the heart is rich with iman, there is real independence. What that means, that the heart is independent, when dunya comes, I don't need it. He'll kick it, or he'll spend it in the path of Allah. I don't need it. Alhamdulillah, I've got it. Not hal min mazid. Bring it on more, and more, and more, and more. Ghina al-nafs, where the heart is content, alhamdulillah. When he says alhamdulillah, and as it says, when you say alhamdulillah, ya Allah, I don't know how to thank you enough, then Allah ta'ala says, azidannakum. Ya Allah, I don't know how to thank you enough, I don't have the words. If Allah ta'ala said, the reply will come, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمُ وَمَيْبَنَّا. Now I'll increase it. Now I will increase it. And I will increase it so much, even your iman will increase, contentment will increase, the rosy will increase, and barakat also. Now I'm actually building akhirat now. The dunya is done. I don't have to buy more things. Fill every corner of the house. Buy vases, buy more frames, and decorate the house more. And now I decorate my qabr now. I better give it in the path of Allah. I spent it where the money will go, the heart will be there. Send the money to Jannah, to Akhirat, the heart will follow it also. So Al-Ba'ith is that being who will resurrect those who are in the graves for reckoning. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the basic beliefs of Islam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the dead back to life again. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَأَنَّ سَاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ. Same from Ba'ath. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Verily, Qiyamah is approaching. There is no doubt in it. And verily, Allah will resurrect all those who are in the graves. Allah will resurrect them. How Allah will do it with His Qudrat. Allah will resurrect entire humanity once again. Allah is a being who possesses absolute power. He, Jalla Jalaluhu, has brought all creation into existence from non-existence. Subhanallah, how our Honorable Shaykh Muhammad bin Hamid Sahib, Barakatuhu, Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat Afiyat and good health, keep his shadow over us for a long period of time in the khidmat of Deen. Hazrat says, how from the drop of water, Mimma im Maheen, that drop of semen, which is Maheen, there's no real respect for it, regard it to be dirt, makes you napak, comes in the clothes, you got to wash it. Allah says, I made you from that. That napak fluid, which you don't want to touch also. Must have come on your clothes also. I made insan, I made you from that. I made you from that, and now you came from ma'im maheen, despicable drop of water. But now you feel you're so big, that if I have more wealth, I'm so powerful now. Then I can buy more things, and I can be more successful, and I can have a more comfortable life. Allah says, I didn't keep it in that. Allah Ta'ala made you from that drop. And how Allah Ta'ala made it, Hazrat explains also, if you look at that drop, there's nothing there. It's just a drop of dirty fluid. From there, from that one drop, subhanallah, Allah's Qudrat, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from there made the material of the skull, which is so hard. On the same drop, Allah Ta'ala made the material of a person's thighs, which is so soft. That's hard, this is soft. Then the nails, Allah Ta'ala made from the same drop. The nails and the fingertips so soft, nails are so hard. How Allah, ya Allah, how you did this? That from this one drop, some things were hard, some were soft, some more sensitive, some not so sensitive. Person tickles you in your back, you don't be so ticklish. Tickle you on the side, you feel more ticklish. Ya Allah, how you made this now? Here is more sensitive, here not so sensitive. Here I can feel the heat more, there I don't feel it so much. How Allah Ta'ala made this entire thing from one drop. Ya Allah, how you did this? At the end of that entire creation of insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. How blessed is Allah, the best and the most beautiful of all creators. Allah Ta'ala made insan from that one drop. Allah says, can you create like that? Can anybody do something like that? From a drop. Insan can't even make a drop of water also. But Allah Ta'ala says, from the drop I made a complete insan. His whole brain, the matter of the brain, the heart, how it's functioning, that even, subhanallah, even The ulama say, if you put all the cardiologists of the world and heart specialists of the world, put them all with all their research put together, and all the specialists of the eye specialists, whoever they may be, put all of them together, they can't even claim that now we've mastered it, we know how it operates. See, we're still puzzled, we're still bewildered. How this thing happens, we still can't understand. Allah's qudrat is like, there's no short to it, there's no end to it. So Allah Ta'ala is a complete controller, He is the creator. On non-existence, Allah Ta'ala brought us into existence. In the creation of every single thing, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has utilized such wisdom, which man can never encompass nor fathom. It's beyond our comprehension. Whether the eye, whether the brain, whether the heart, doctors are still amazed. This is Allah Ta'ala's optimum creation. Allah Ta'ala says, Ahsanul Khaliqeen. This is now fi Ahsani Taqweem. The best of all modes Allah Ta'ala made insan. How you will understand how is the creation, even the super specialist, with his intellect, understand the extent to the creation of Allah, because his own brain is the creation of Allah. How is he going to understand? It's beyond him. It's beyond him. He's limited also to understand Allah's wisdom in creating this and how it operates and completely. His mind is limited also. His mind is a creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is apparent that there should be no difficulty for the being, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought something into existence the first time, to grant it existence the second time. When man intends to make something initially, he finds it difficult. If he wishes to make the same thing a second time, it becomes easier. However, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the first time is not difficult. It is amazing how do those people to accept that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created the whole universe with his hidden wisdom, regard is impossible and contrary to intellect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create us a second time. Allah ta'ala give us yaqeen upon him. That real success of the heart, contentment of the heart, is only relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfilling the command of Allah at that given moment what Allah ta'ala wants, how he wants it to be done, that's how we must do it, and that is real success. When Allah Ta'ala fills the heart with contentment, then I don't need all the things of dunya. I'm having a comfortable sleep, whether in a sleeping bag also. And even the shower, the bathroom, everything, simple, and I'm a happy person. I don't need anything more than this. Simple cutlery, crockery, simple da'wats also, alhamdulillah. This is real fun. When a person lives his life, on the least amount of asbab, person lives his life on the least amount of material means around him, he's a real king. I don't need all these things. I got a little bit and I'm happy. That's as the Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned also. Ya rahat ek cheez hai, aur asbab ya rahat aur cheez hai. He says, asbab ya rahat, the means of comfort is something, and comfort is something else. By having the means of comfort, doesn't mean I will be comfortable. Doesn't mean I will be. To understand this, you must sink in the head. By having the things of comfort doesn't mean I will be comfortable. Comfort is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comfort is from Allah, it's a ni'mat from Allah. It's a bounty from Allah. But we believe now what the people of dunya told us and how they advertise it. If you have this, what shall they call it? A lazy boy. Have a lazy boy chair, then he'll be very comfortable. Doctor says, no, you can't do too much on it. Not good for the back. But I thought now this is the ultimate thing to have. Now I'll have such a good sleep. Then now the fancy beds regulate your sleeping patterns and your body heat. And when you go into the deepest sleep of the night and all of that now, they say, do so much of dini khidmat, so much of work you do, end of the day, that you don't know whether your head hit the pillow or the pillow hit your head. Hit your head. You just read your du'as and you're out. What a sleeper, subhanAllah. When you go in Jamaat, mashallah, you get that sleep. And especially Talim time, say, what a sleep it was, subhanAllah. Bayan time will start now, I remember, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. And I'm gone. What a sleep I had. You didn't even have a bed also. You're sleeping in the bayan, you woke up smiling. Say, look at that. You woke up at home, you say, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Wrong side of the bed. So it shows, that Allah, we believe this thing what they're telling us. That you have this type of a bed and this mattress and that mattress, you're going to have such a sleep. Yes, person has a medical problem. Doctors prescribe it, definitely. But yaqeen is not in that. The yaqeen is only in that if I have that type of a bed, that type of a pillow, this type of food, or that type of a home, I am going to be comfortable. And we ask ourselves, how many people we know? How many women has a palatial home? Hazrat says, he took her for a 10-star holiday. Already on the return trip now, he said, Popo face, like a truck hit the face right now. And a second and third time, what happened? Going business class also, had a such nice holiday also. No, he didn't buy me that one ring I wanted. Inna lillahi. So, he didn't buy me the ring, so I'll give him suffering. He didn't buy the ring, so suffering. What he didn't spend right? Not happy. Did the bathroom, did the kitchen, everything, still not happy. Because happiness, Allah Pak didn't keep it there. Allah Pak did not keep it there. Allah kept it in His remembrance. Allah bi dhikrillah, tatma'innul qulub. Tatma'innul qulub, we haven't even started the dhikr of Allah properly yet. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will make tafsir of the ayat. Allah bi dhikrillah. He says in this ayat, ba is in the manner of fi. Taba, bi dhikrillah means fi dhikrillah. Allah says, open your ears, listen, become all ears. Allah bi dhikrillah, that listen, in the dhikr of Allah, not with the dhikr of Allah, in the dhikr of Allah. And as Hakim Sahib will say, just like how kama anna samaka ya'ishu fil ma, like how that fish lives in the water. He says, that's how a believer should live in the dhikr of Allah. The fish, you pull it out from the water, and how he's restless. How he says, believer should be like that in dunya. I'm definitely comfortable right now. Now that now this is life now. Everybody now, the kids are just like, you don't know whether he's Muhammad or whether he's John. Hey, he's like this, two lengths, and the pants below the ankles, and the husband also, he got his cap on, and she's got her dark Ray-Bans on. And say, we're living the life. He's spoiling the life right now, akhirat. He's selling it away right now. But we feel now that we're having a good life. You're out of the dhikr of Allah. You haven't tasted the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you tasted the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sweetness, Allah Pak kept it in there. Allah Pak has kept sweetness in dunya also. Remember, Allah Ta'ala has kept sweetness in dunya for a reason. Allah Ta'ala kept sweetness in dunya for a reason to make the believers understand that if this worldly life, these certain avenues are so sweet, O my Banda, imagine what I kept for you in Jannat. Not to get stuck over here. Then, hey, this is it now. Then you want it better, you want it better. We taste that coffee, and I'm going to taste that one day. And then the next one also. Allah says, imagine what I got for you in Jannat. What coffee you'll have in Jannat. And what baking you'll have in Jannat. And what you'll... The food in Jannat will not be for eating, say, because you're hungry. It'll be only for tasting and enjoying. Eat for enjoyment. Yeah, how much you're going to eat also? Eat there only for enjoyment. So the person now goes in the opposite end, and he feels I'm having a good life. End of the day, what it is? The disappointment. And then it's just depression after that. After everything is over, now we have to come back home. And now you see the children already, I don't want to go home. Now more depression. Now you see, such a nice holiday, you should be happy at least. But now there's more fight and more depressed. Now it shows you it wasn't. And you as a husband now, or the mother, she feels we did so much for them, but look at them now, like we did nothing for them. Look at their faces, how it is. So then it says, Allah Pak hasn't kept it there. How is that fish now? He threw it back into the water. Now it's swimming. You see, it's swimming. He says, a believer is like that. For him, he lives in the dhikr, in the obedience of Allah, and he's enjoying himself in that. He's enjoying himself, and he wants his wife to taste it. He wants the children to taste it also. Understand, Allah Pak has kept. This is real. That Allah has kept the sweetness there just for you to taste a little bit of Jannat. Not to get stuck with it. What's the next one? What's the next one? No. We should be plotting our akhirat now. How to plan our akhirat. And in planning that, we'll have so much enjoyment over here. All the sweetness will come and we'll share with the makhluk. Spend upon them. We'll enjoy it also. And call everybody more to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is real dhikr of Allah. When a person is in the dhikr of Allah, and now he's enjoying his life, that's how the fish is, that's how a believer should be also. But we haven't really exerted ourselves. We haven't really enjoyed. Now and then we feel it. We feel it that guests come in the heart. That guest of Allah's muhabbat comes in the heart. So when the guest comes in the heart, then he must honor the guest. He must honor the guest. When the guest comes in the heart of Allah's muhabbat and love and obedience, honor the guest. فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the person who believes in Allah on the final day should honor his guest. Only the guest that comes to the home, This is the spiritual guest that comes into the heart, which is the home and the place for Allah's muhabbat. Now you honor that guest. It's coming to my heart. Person goes Umrah in Ramadan, Shabbat Barah sometime, these feelings come. Allah says, I can give it to you every day. Give me your heart. Just give it. Sometimes how we have to give it, just cut off. The more we cut off from the dunya, I don't need, I can do without. For the love of Allah. Whatever we sacrifice for the love of Allah, Allah will replace it in Jannat. That's Allah's promise. Whatever you will give up for me, I will replace it for you in Jannat. And whatever you have also there, I'll give barakat in it. And how you'll enjoy it, even in that broken thing also, you're content, but now it's working. Like how you have the old people, and they say, old is gold. That old fridge is making such a noise, like on Ganda. But now we don't know. This freezer we got it for 40 years, we don't know, give it up. Husband will say, buy a new one. No, I like this one. Why? Because that noise of that freezer is like zikr to the ears. This came from my mother and my granny, just service it. The service will cost the price of a new freezer, just fix it up. I like my old one. Now, so that is contentment now. That is, God, person is happy with it. I don't want to, when you buy the new one also, I don't like this one. The door doesn't close properly, it doesn't get cold. Yeah, the old people, they got their ways, and they're happy with it. And they got contentment in it. And you feel, yeah, how come? They got this old thing, that old shoe now, grandfather's still wearing it. No, this just in my chambal, don't touch it. I like it, I'm comfortable with it. When you buy your new one, state of the art, the thing will go like this. I like my old one, just leave it. Don't change it. Old cardigan also, the sleeves are not even holding properly. Also. No, I like it. I'm very warm and comfortable. Now, it's taking me so long to find the jacket that I like. No itminan I got. Just bought one, don't feel right still. Buy another one. He's got one old one, alhamdulillah. He's the king. He's the real king, I'm the pauper. I'm still chasing. Allah Ta'ala, give us hearts like that. Because I feel now if I have that one there, I feel more warm, I feel more comfortable. Dunya, I'll be more comfortable, I'll be more successful. Not true. He can be old and he's doing the job, there's barakat in it, alhamdulillah. Life is carrying on. The same money given in the path of Allah. The same money, buy for the domestic one. With the same money, build him a house in Malawi, why not? I can build him half the house already. Bismillah. Now I built him one, Allah save a house for you in Jannat. You helped your Muslim brother. As long as, Wallahu fi auni al-abdi, ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Or kama qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala is in the assistance of his slave as long as his slave is in the assistance of the makhluk of Allah. As long as you help me in the makhluk, I'm in your assistance. Whatever your needs are, I will take care of it. With barakat it will come. Without asking also how it came, he said, no, I just thought about it and it came away like that. How it came? Allah says, you're taking care of the makhluk. Now, when it comes to life now, it's just me, myself and I. My family. Nobody else. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم We're discussing the cures for evil glances and love affairs. Haram love affairs. One is love of the fake beauties of dunya. غير محارم غير محرم women. For the women, the men غير محرم men. So these are not real beauties. These are fake beauties. Even the things of dunya also is fake. Is that real? Real is Quran Sharif. Real is the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Real is Sharia. That is reality. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah explained, for a person involved in evil glances, love affairs, where the heart is given to everyone else besides Allah, to ghayrullah, everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to get your heart back? How to get the heart back and give the heart to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so Allah can fill it with his muhabbat, contentment, make you rich within your heart. So number 11 has a safeguarding the gaze. Those people who travel to and fro in the city should perform 2 rakat salatul hajjah. We mentioned this last week before leaving home. They should make dua, thus O Allah, I give my eyes and my heart in your protection. You are the best of protectors. Try to remain in the state of wudu as far as possible in the office, shopping malls, etc. Remain engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Long as the heart is engaged in the dhikr of Allah, the shaitan cannot attack. If you still falter you step up, seek forgiveness on your return. Specify 4 rakat salah as a punishment for every sin. According to your ability, give some monetary value, some sadaqah as well, for every step you committed. This will be charity. If you are able to maintain your abstinence from sin, then express gratitude for it. Thank Allah. Ya Allah, alhamdulillah, this week, 2 days, 3 days, Ya Allah, I was safe. Ya Allah, you kept me safe. Thank Allah, Allah will increase it. And you step to make tawbah. Number 12, meditating on the diminishing nature of beauty. If your gaze suddenly falls on some attractive face, immediately look at an ugly face. If an ugly face is not present, imagine there to be someone that has a dark face, scarred with small pox, a blunt nose, long ugly teeth, one-eyed, bald-headed, fat, a clumsy body, pot-bellied, suffering from diarrhea, and flies swarming all over him or her. Imagine the attractive face you are looking at now will eventually become like this. Right now, the cheeks are red, and the hair is long, it looks nice. One day, it's going to become like this. If not here, in the qabr, it's going to be. You're chasing behind this. You're chasing behind. This is the final outcome. But you're running behind it. And as it says, you're looking at the, say, muh dekh raha hai. Or peech se goo nikal raha hai. So you're looking at the face, muh, but from behind the goo is coming out. In reality, you're chasing that. That's what it is. That's the reality. It's all fake. It's not true. But now you look so nice. Because the eyes are not accustomed to Quran tilawat, not accustomed to sitting in the company of the pious. The tongue is not accustomed to make the dhikr of Allah. The mind is not accustomed to think of Allah, the beauty of Allah. So these beauties are attracting, they're attracting, they're attracting. It's coming in the heart. So this is just think now, what will be the outcome of this? I'm actually now running for this. How many times when you were young, said, when I grow up, I'm going to buy that car. When I grow up, I'm going to buy that car. Now when you look at that car, it's 30 years old. Like, what was this crap now? But that was my dream car. That was, look at the reality now. Get the latest model. That car is finished. Yeah, my young days, I liked it. Now, no more. So it's not like that. Like how before we used to have that bumper sticker also. That old jalopy is called Skoro Skoro. So you have the bumper sticker. When I grow up, I become a Porsche. The car was called sticker. But it is not really. He's going to become a Porsche when he grows up. But is that real? He's going to deteriorate. He's going to get even worse. So in the same way when it comes to insan. He says, now you must think this. Close your eyes and think, Ya Allah, what am I chasing behind? Also ponder how terrible, ugly and rotten the corpse will be when this person has to die. Worms will be seen crawling out of the body. The stomach will blow up and burst. It will have such a stench that it will be difficult to keep the nose nearby. Why should you attach your heart to such an object that will perish? Where is your heart, insan? You're running behind makhluk. Makhluk behind him. Allah Ta'ala made makhluk to run behind Allah. To look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made the heart for that. I'm running behind the makhluk, running behind one car, behind one phone, behind one job, behind this. We're not saying don't do it. Within the parameters of Sharia. Keeping Allah in the front. Doing it for the pleasure of Allah. As Hazrat mentioned a few weeks ago. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. It's a very important point. Where Allah the Creator is telling you, I made you only for my ibadat and nothing else. I made you only for my ibadat and nothing else. Allah is telling us, that's all I made you for. How could you do anything else besides that? And we know the domestic in the house, when the mistress would tell her, iron the clothes. But now she's doing something else. What she tell her? What I told you to do? I told you to iron the clothes. You're doing your own thing now. You're doing your, happened the first time, a second time, a third time, and the fifth time now she tell the husband, you know what, I don't want to keep her anymore. I tell her to do this, she's doing that. So we better just replace her now. She's not listening, she doesn't understand. Now how many years we haven't understood yet? 40 years, 50 years, still not understanding. Allah say, I made you for ibadat only, but you're still not understanding. So one day inshallah you'll begin to understand and realize really what I made you for, what I made the brain, your faculties for what purpose, what reason. Then Hazrat explained that Allah Ta'ala knows, I made you only for my ibadat, but in your worldly life you have necessities. You have to earn a livelihood, you have to go shop, you have to go to practice, you have to go to business, you have to go to toilet, you have to go to bathroom, you have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to get married. So all these things are there, very simple. That job also, make it ibadat. That toilet, bathroom, make it ibadat. The sleeping, making ibadat. The eating, making ibadat. How you will do it? bring sunnahs into it. The sleeping, bring the sunnahs, became ibadat. Eating, I'm eating with the sake of getting strength to worship Allah, not to break His command. Not to break His command. I'm earning wealth, not to break the command of Allah, ibadat. That ibadat also, I'm thinking of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What time is salah? What time is salah? Ijtima is coming. Istai jalsa. Planning all of that now, my whole calendar, ibadat. So those things also became ibadat. Now your whole life has become ibadat. Nikah, also ibadat. Walima, also ibadat. Baby came, how to celebrate? Aqiqah da'wat, ibadat, how to do it. All you see that we have to do, we are doing, bring the remembrance of Allah, the commands of Allah, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it became ibadat. Oh, was it happened on the day of Qiyamah? Regret. How I did that, I can't understand. I spent so much of my time there, so much of planning there, so much of wealth there, took my family's time, and the returns are zero, not even zero, minus. Now I have to answer for this thing. Now I've got to answer for it. Ya Allah, how I didn't understand. People said I was intelligent, but I wasn't intelligent really. That simpleton that didn't have much, he was intelligent. He did it better than me. He did it better than me. So understand, this will be the outcome. So why should you attach your heart to such an object that will perish one day? But the benefit of pondering about an ugly face will be temporary, and the urge to look at the attractive face will trouble you again. It will come again. Accordingly, the method of weakening the urge is to muster some courage and not practice on the urge. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Entrench the thought of Allah's punishment in your heart and adopt the company of a pious friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the post we also sent a few days ago, that a person now when the temptation comes is between Rahman and Shaitan. Which way you gonna move? You're gonna move towards Rahman, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now it's two against one. So you're on a stronger side right now. Allah will pull you out. But once now you weaken and you go towards Shaitan, now who's on the other side? Allah. Allah will let you go now. You want to go that side? You want to join that side? So move on. All you're going to do at that moment, make the decision, I'm going on to this side. I'm going to the side of Rahman, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and join the side of Rahman. Allah's entire armies will come into play. Now Shaitan has no say. He has no power right now. He has no power to do anything. Now you took the pana and you took the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala keep us in His protection, inshallah. When we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among the muraqabah we make also, when we say la ilaha illallah, all these fake beauties and temptations of dunya with la ilaha, we are pulling them out, we are vacuuming them out with our kalima la ilaha. There's nothing more powerful in the world than the name of Allah. The name of Allah will conquer everything in the world. The greed I have in my heart, the desires, the wants, the lust that I have in my heart, in my life. So la ilaha illallah, I'm taking it out. Illallah, only Allah is coming in the heart. In Allah, everything will come. With the zikr of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakat will come, contentment will come, the love of Allah will come. And then to live on least amount of asbab and things will become easy. I have my Allah. I rely upon Allah. So when you make the zikr of Allah, you're pulling out all these things. I don't need this car. I don't need this type of home. I don't need. Then Allah will give it. Ya Allah, I don't need it. Ya Allah, I give a shukr to you. But I don't need these things over here right now. I don't need to go out. I don't have to do these things to be happy. Ya Allah, by saying, illallah, I'm the happiest person in the world right now. Allah will make the heart happy. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين all kind was loving Allah oh Allah forgive us all our sins oh my Allah ya Allah we haven't understood oh my Allah ya Allah we haven't understood oh my Allah the purpose of you creating us oh my Allah ya Allah our intelligence is naqis deficient oh my Allah In every sense of the word, we are deficient, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. But then to your makhluk, O my Allah. Guide our hearts to your muhabbat and your love. Allah, give us understanding of deen and sharia, O my Allah. That success is in your command, O my Allah. Every command of yours, O my Allah, is power-packed with success, with muhabbat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, every sunnah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, give us love, O my Allah, for every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us knowledge of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, accept our health, wealth and time and life with the khidmat of sunnah in the world, O my Allah. Accept our families, our progenies, our businesses, our homes, O my Allah, with the khidmat of deen. Oh my Allah, make us understand, oh my Allah, remove the filth of the heart and the dirt of the heart. Oh my Allah, dunya has polluted our understanding, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, the love of dunya has gripped our lives and our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we believe those things that you haven't told us, oh my Allah, that success is in things of dunya. The asbab and things of the world will make us happy and comfortable. Oh my Allah, comfort and sukoon is only in your remembrance, oh my Allah. Give us yaqeen upon your zaat. Give us reliance upon you, conviction in you, love for you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us the sweetness of your name, oh my Allah. Taking your name, oh my Allah, fill our hearts, ya Allah, fill our bloodstreams, oh my Allah, our minds, oh my Allah, ya Allah, with the sweetness of Iman, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't have the amal, we don't have the tongues, oh my Allah, to ask you of those great bounties, oh my Allah. It is only your fazl Rahmani, it is only your fazl and your karam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we want that muhabbat and the love, ya Allah, that supersedes, overpowers everything, ya Allah, that is in the heart, oh my Allah. Remove everything of the heart, oh my Allah, instill within our hearts your yad and your dhikr and your remembrance, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the sweetness of your name, of your remembrance of sitting in the company of the pious, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, sitting alone in seclusion, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, when the tears flow down the eyes in your muhabbat and your love, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us eyes and cry in your muhabbat and love, that the hearts burn in your muhabbat and your love, oh my Allah. Give us bodies, oh my Allah, and limbs, ya Allah, that move, ya Allah, in your path, oh my Allah, in your muhabbat and your love, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that cry for the ummah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, what is happening to the ummah of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Gaza, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Allahumma at'imhum, Allahumma asqihim. Oh my Allah, you feed them, oh my Allah, like how you feed Umm Sharik radiallahu Allah ta'ala anha. Ya Allah, how you send water for her from the skies, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, send for them water from the skies, O my Allah. Sweet waters of Jannah, O my Allah. How you fed Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, O my Allah, in the masjid. Ya Allah, masjid Aqsa, O my Allah. Which was asked, Anna laki hada qalat huwa min indillah. Ya Allah, she said, this fruit is from you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you can feed them too. O my Allah, they belong to the same piece of earth of masjid Aqsa, O my Allah. You feed them. Oh my Allah, we can't even thank you for the food that you've given us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we eat only for taste, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't even have the shame, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we're still planning our weekends and our takeaways and our going out and our holidays. Oh my Allah, they will hold us accountable on the day of Qiyamah before you. Oh my Allah, give us tawfiq, oh my Allah, to cut down on our wastage and israf, oh my Allah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, open the borders, oh my Allah, the borders of the skies, oh my Allah. You are ba'ith, you are raziq, oh my Allah, you are razaq, oh my Allah. How you feed from unknown sources, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, fill their hearts with the brim with your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, fill their bodies, oh my Allah, with food of jannat, oh my Allah. How you give Bani Israel, ya Allah, they made your nashukri, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the people of Gaza, ya Allah. Grant them, ya Allah, spiritual food, ya Allah. Physical food, oh my Allah. Give them strength to take your name, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, those babies are dying in the hands of their mothers, oh my Allah. Then to our hearts do not move, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, what has happened to our hearts, oh my Allah? The kuffar rising up, oh my Allah. They feel the pain of humanity, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are still spending, ya Allah, our nights and our days in your disobedience, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, that haya of iman has left the hearts of the ummah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shame of our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no place to hide, oh my Allah. They will be the free people of the world of Jannah, oh my Allah. We will be the one that will be locked up, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, free them and free us from the clutches of this dunya, oh my Allah. Give us understanding, love at least, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. History is being written right now of humanity. Ya Allah, ya Allah, at least we can make dua for them, oh my Allah. We can keep rosas at least, oh my Allah. Feel the pain of those children and those mothers and those fathers, oh my Allah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, open your khazana upon them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open your khazana and treasures upon them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make them steadfast, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the kuffar's hand above them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, your hand is upon every hand, oh my Allah. Ya Qudrat Supreme, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, purify the zameen and land, oh my Allah. Let your name prevail, oh my Allah. The land of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the land of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the land of Imam al-Mursaleen, where he made Imamat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, bless that land, oh my Allah. Alladhi barakna hawlahu. Ya Allah, you have put barakat in that land, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let the barakat of Iman grow once again, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Let the barakat, ya Allah, of Iman, A'mal and Taqwa grow in their hearts, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, weaken the kuffar and remove them. If hidayah is not written for them, oh my Allah, we can just make irada, oh my Allah, kun fayakun. Ya Allah, send your junood and your armies against them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove them from the face of the earth, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Like how you remove Fir'aun and Namrud, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, remove them, O my Allah. Give the people sukoon, Ya Allah. Make it easy for them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, years are passing by. Ya Allah, we are still sitting in our tamasha and our nasha, O my Allah. And our drunkenness and intoxication of dunya, O my Allah. How are we going to make it out? And how are we going to make it big, O my Allah? Give us some sharam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was here. Ya Allah, his heart will be paining for the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the scum that is left behind to pain for the ummah. Ya Allah, then too, we can't even pain for them, O my Allah. Give us iman, O my Allah. Give us taqwa, iman. Give us hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, unite the ummah upon your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, waken up our iman. Save us from haram, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the haram avenues and menus and venues have, Ya Allah, polluted our iman, our hearts. We don't feel anything anymore, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts, O my Allah. One's banda of yours, O my Allah, that stood up in the history of insaniyat, O my Allah, that was brought up upon halal, O my Allah. One Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh. Ya Allah, he took on the powers of the world, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. One mujahid of the world, O my Allah, that was nurtured upon halal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us children like that, O my Allah. Give us children like that, O my Allah. Give us something to feed them halal. Ya Allah, save them from haram. Save us from feeding them halal, O my Allah. Feed them contentment, O my Allah. Feed them your dhikr, O my Allah. Quran tilabat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make them the mujahideen of the time, O my Allah. That will strive in your path, Ya Allah, to raise a flag of iman in the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat and guidance, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. And make us a means for it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever this parashani in the world, whichever can. Ya Allah, they're banning the hijab, they're banning salah, O my Allah. They want to, Ya Allah, yutfi nur Allah bi afahihim. Ya Allah, they want to extinguish, Ya Allah, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, it is your promise, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Ya Allah, you will complete your nur, even though they dislike it. O my Allah, who will you will use, O my Allah? Who you will accept, O my Allah, to complete your nur? Ya Allah, give us a heart to present it for this khidmat of deen, O my Allah. Use us to complete your nur in the world, O my Allah. Accept our faculties, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our rosy, our sustenance, our income, our homes, Ya Allah. Whatever you've given us, O my Allah, to invest in akhirat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts of iman, reliance upon you, yaqeen and tawakkul upon you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give our health and wealth and our time, O my Allah, for the khidmat of your deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the ishtima that is going to take place, O my Allah. Make it a means of khair and barakat hidayat for insan and jinnat al-dariya Qiyamah. Ya Allah, istahi jalsa, make it a means of our istan, hidayat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give our ulama, our shaykh, good health, afiyat, and salamat, O my Allah. Accept the cries of their heart, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to take from their hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our complete islah of our families, our children. Reward our parents, O my Allah. Make us good husbands. Make us good fathers, O my Allah. Deendar fathers, O my Allah. Taqwa, amal, and piety. Make our wives pious, our children pious. Reward our parents who have left this world. Fill the qabr of nur. Ya Allah, raise them. Save them adab e qabr. Open the qabr as far as the eyes can see. All those in difficulties, O my Allah, in regards to rosy and marriage and deaths, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all these difficulties, O my Allah. Grant iman and taqwa and amal. Whatever difficulty the ummah is experiencing, O my Allah, remove the difficulties, Ya Allah, of this world which is short, O my Allah, the difficulties in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah, make that journey easy for us, O my Allah. Make that journey easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, give us tawbah and nasuha. Ya Allah, we make shukr for all your ni'mas and your bounties that you have given us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the tongue, we don't have the dam, we don't have the breath, O my Allah, to thank you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we don't have the words to thank you, O my Allah, my head to do, we are drowning and drowning in your ni'mats, and Ya Allah, together with it, we are drowning in sin, O my Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O my Allah, save us from sins, O my Allah, from breaking your command, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, so many bounties in every aspect of our life, O my Allah, from our sleeping to our eating to our bathrooms to our vehicles to our homes, Ya Allah, and everything you have given us, O my Allah. We don't even know how to thank you. We don't have the tongue, we don't have the words, we don't have the language, O my Allah. Give us hearts of gratitude, O Oma Allah. Give our wives, give our children, Oma Allah, that we are your slaves, Ya Allah. We thank you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you with our amal, with our tongues, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept us and forgive us. Ya Allah, give us jannati lives in this world, Oma Allah, in khabar and akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين Brothers are requested, alhamdulillah, the ijtima fikr has started and the work at the ground has started also. Brothers are requested to link up to the local masjids. See what the roster is, security, they need their khidmat, they need their, we can have some share in the ijtima also, inshallah. This is our investment for akhirat. Whatever we can do to the best of our abilities, whatever capacity we have, we can go and help at the ijtima. The ijtima is there. And then next week is our 3 days jamaat. We'll begin for 3 days. Richard's been in Pangani, leaving on Jummah morning, inshallah. And return on Sunday. Whichever brothers wish to join us, we send the links already in the groups. There are two groups. Some brothers are only on one group. We have a general group and notification group. So there are two groups. So brothers, just check if they are on both groups. Sometimes they don't get the full messages. So we send out the links today on both the groups. If you want to join, whether on Jumu'ah, whether on Saturday, come and join the Jumu'ah, spend some time, spend some mulaqats, the fikr of deen. So that will be for next week, inshallah. Following week will be the ijtima. And thereafter will be the Islahi Jalsa, Isha. So a lot of amal are taking place. It's still not enough. It's still not enough. Well, I might say now so many things in 1 month, but we know our lives also, when they come to dunya, we never say, it's enough. We say, is there any more? No family will say, we're not going out this weekend. You're taking us, we're coming with you. No problem. So here we're taking you all, so we come with us, inshallah. So we give for 3 days. We give for Ishtima, Islahi Jalsa. And tomorrow is our Shab Guzari program. Attend the Shab Guzari program Friday night, Masjid-e-Hilal. Their amal is taking place to keep our iman fresh, keep it intact, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.